mind turning your...
Can we turn off?
Yes, please.
Can you hear me, Ron?
Yep. The question is, can you hear me now?
Check.
Do you want to go faster?
All right. Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting. It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020. All members of the committee are present, along with our city administrator and recreation director and clerk. I'd like to call the meeting to order and acknowledge that the press has been notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Do I hear approval of previous meeting, a motion for approval of previous meeting's minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I do remember, actually...
Mr. Streetman made that note of the change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to wait to see if there was any more changes before I gave Desiree the amended.
What was that?
There was in the minutes it included like Rusty Street.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yes, that. And I think that Susan Stefini's last name needs to be corrected, unless it has already been corrected.
Okay. I'll check.
It's with an
this,
E.
Just the spelling.
S-T-A-B-E-N-E.
B-E-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No I, two E's.
Right, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we made note of that. Didn't want to do it in case there was something else.
Okay. I guess we'll vote to approve those as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No nays. All right. Moving on to citizens' comments.
I don't have any.
You don't? Okay. We're just here to spectate.
That's great.
Well, thank you for being here. And then we'll move on to our departmental report with Director Page.
Okay. You should have a copy in front of you or electronically in front of you. Just to hit on some highlights, our athletics, almost all of our adult sports will start up this week. Our softball, our 3-on-3 basketball, 6v6 soccer, and our adult table tennis all begin their games this week. Youth baseball will begin middle of March. I think the fast starts start March the 14th, and baseball starts the 30th. Aaron was selected as one of the 12 professionals in the state of South Carolina to attend the Leeds Development Institute.
Nice.
And so he's going to that, and they visit various departments around the state and see how other people operate, and it's a really good program.
That's great.
It was instigated years ago, and I threatened them if they didn't let him in this year. No, I didn't, but... we're glad that he was selected to do that.
Please pass along our congratulations.
I will. And our programs with the program, and there's really nothing new. We still have our Gather Knit on Monday mornings and our Mahjong, which people just show up and do that. Our Whittlers, which just show up. We have the, since Ms. Brenda's here, I wanted to touch on the... I didn't mark it, but the game day, and I don't see it right offhand, but we have put together a day that people can come and play board games, put together puzzles and things of that nature, just as a gathering point, which I know at one meeting...
is that a weekly or monthly?
It's a weekly thing.
It's on page
7. Four of the reports that have been on the packet.
So, you know, feel free to pop in and be a part of that with us. The other thing I'd like to point out, and it is on the agenda, we can discuss a little bit more, but we do have the farmer's market in the recreation department now. We're going to do that on Wednesdays from 3 to 6:30, and so we'll discuss that on the agenda here a little bit later. Special events, we talked about Doggy Day last month, but I didn't know at the time that we did do 49 vaccinations that day.
Super.
I'm not sure how many... license the police gave out, but 49 vaccinations is a good number.
And the licenses are now optional,
right?
Since the changes to the ordinance, so yeah. It'd be interesting to see after a year if those
they
people...
were pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did quite well. On our upcoming stuff, Teenagers is Wednesday, and you're invited to that as well.
Thank you.
Is it 12:00 noon?
Okay.
So feel free to join us with that. It's the first Wednesday of every month. except for June, July, and August. So feel free to pop in. We always have entertainment. Sometimes we have games. So I think you would enjoy being a part of that. Our Front Beach Festival, of course, is this weekend. We hope all of you will be there. The holiday band will be there, as well as the TAMS. So lots of arts and crafters. We've had to turn some away, which is a good thing.
We are also rolling out the Turtle Hatchling program.
That's
with
right.
The Exchange Club and the Turtle Ladies. We're
right.
Finalizing the installation of that and distributing brochures with the educational information. We'll have some at City Hall, other city buildings, and also to our Front Beach businesses as well.
Are you making a point to let people know about that in advance?
So we'll make an announcement at the event. The mayor will get up stage and invite everybody to attend, and the Turtle team will have a table there, so they'll have brochures and we'll share the information with folks that attend the event.
Let me suggest that you mention it to the school, so they have a newsletter, weekly newsletter that goes out every week. And also, they have the special science lab teachers who are very geared on this coastal environment.
Okay.
They might talk it up in the classes, and you know, it'd be nice to get that plug in the E-Wave newsletter that they send out.
Thank you.
If I may, any question?
Sure.
I just have a question about the time. Did we move it earlier? Has it always been 12 to 4? I just couldn't remember.
It's always been 12
to 4.
It gets a little cool in March.
Yeah.
The December one's the later one.
Okay.
Because it has to be dark in order to light the lights so they would be seen. But we do this one during the day, the warmer part of the day, because it has been cool a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And as I hate to bring up the virus, but is that at all a concern that that could impact?
Not at this point.
Mm-hmm. Or will there be hand sanitizer? Will there be some pumps of hand sanitizer out to encourage people to?
We don't plan to have any out because we don't have any booths. All the booths are.
Will the police department have one?
I think they might.
Yeah,
but
I think we can have some at the.
I think most people, if they feel that nervous about it, would probably bring their own, because they have these little ones you hook on your belt. So
right.
I would suspect if people are worried about it, they would bring their own, I would think. City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry.
The community yard sale is March 28th. We already have 25 registrations. We generally take about 50 for that. So we're moving right along with that. Of course, our Easter egg hunt. And then summer camp registration began this morning. We've had 29 families to register, 26 online, 3 walk-ins. So there's been about 50 children that have been registered today.
Is anything full?
Not that I know. We've been putting it in all day because this is another step for us. So it's been quite a task today. But that's okay.
What's the reactions that you're getting? Are you... people?
I really haven't had any reactions. I think the biggest one is not knowing that they have to wait to find out if they're selected for the with the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
We are sending out confirmations to everyone that has registered to let them know that we have received their registration.
Good. Well, so, and I think the answer to that is you're really early this year with this process, so they'll actually find out sooner than
18.
Later.
Well, right? Typically, we have registration the same time. I think last year was later.
Was late. Okay.
Because we tried to connect it with an event,
mm-hmm.
And it was probably too late last year, later than it should have been. But we'll know.
They'll still know.
Monday,
reasonable,
I think it's the 18th. We'll let everyone know.
That's good.
We'll push the button. We'll know, and we'll contact everybody, and then they have a week to come and pay.
Okay.
And then if they don't pay within that week, then we go to the next folks.
Okay.
And then you'll see the number of cardio room, the average attendance, gym participation. Also attached is the gymnasium cardio room schedule, the calendar for that, and then the March schedule of programs and classes that we have going on. So if you have any questions, I'll address those.
Okay. Any questions? No?
Okay.
Thank you for your report.
Absolutely.
Lots of good stuff happening at the rec center. All right, let's move on then to old business. Item 5A, discussion of a community pool at the recreation center and tasks and responsibilities of the swimming pool citizen advisory board.
I distributed a document over to you all. This is to help create some sort of an organizational framework around the citizen advisory board and make sure that we and the committee is clear on the tasks that is going that are going to be tasks and expectations for the members of the citizen advisory board, mm-hmm. and some guidance on qualifications as you all evaluate and look at the applications received and make recommendations to council for appointment, and then just some general conditions of the way that this group would need to conduct itself. So I don't know if you want me to go through to the purpose of the citizen advisory board.
I think it would be good to walk through.
Sure, mm-hmm. I can do that. The purpose of the citizen advisory board is created and recommended by recreation and created by council was for the purpose of collecting and analyzing survey data from the community to help research, assess, and evaluate the community's opinions about the need for and anticipated use of a community swimming pool at the recreation center. City Council's goal with the creation of this board is to begin exploring the feasibility of constructing a community swimming pool at the rec center. The responsibilities of the board would be to collect and analyze data from the community using a set of survey questions that could be available online to ensure greater distribution, prepare and present a report of the findings to City Council, and they could be tasked with making recommendations for next steps based on the findings. They could also be tasked with any additional duties as council deems appropriate. Qualifications, membership would be open to everybody regarding of race, color, religion, sex, age, national origin, physical or mental disability, and all of that good stuff in accordance with applicable federal, state, and local laws. They shall demonstrate an ability to understand complex issues and respect the diversity of interest of community members. They should also demonstrate and encourage flexibility when considering perspectives of non-participating citizens and other interest groups. In anticipation of broad interest in this community, they could be selected by the committee in a way that it ensures that it represents a diverse blend of community members. So that it is representative to the overall community. And we're also requesting that they make themselves available at least once a month or as needed to attend meetings. Some of the general conditions of the board, the recreation would make a recommendation and those recommendations would be approved by City Council at a public meeting. We believe that 12 months may be a good timeline for the group to complete the task and present a recommendation. I'm sure that's fluid and that can change. This is, again, a proposal and we can talk about it. They will serve without any compensation. I also included here some expectations of attending meetings just so that, they know what they would be committing from the front end. And then misconduct and non-performance of duty would be enough cause for the removal of the board from the board. They would not have any authority to make expenditures on behalf of the city or obligate the city for payments of any sum without prior City Council approval. And all meetings would have to conform with legal requirements for public meetings. So they have to be publicly posted, open to the public, and recorded.
Great.
Hopefully that is helpful to create some sort of structure mm-hmm. to the board. I'm happy to answer questions. Pretty standard, mm-hmm. citizen advisory board guidelines. So
super. Any questions?
Well written. Just wondering, is 12 months too long? Would you like a little information quicker?
I went from 6 months to 12 months. I think that initially the goal of the committee was to have a referendum question ready for November. That was not necessarily embraced by City Council, having that deadline. So we can certainly modify it. I put 12 months as a starting point for discussion.
Yes.
That was my initial reaction as well. And this is really nice and clear and well written. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I sat here silently and talked myself into 12 months for the last bullet point, responsibilities of additional tasks, related tasks. I think with the assumption that there is something that will, that there's a likelihood that we'll want to utilize this group again. The 12 months almost kind of builds in that. If the expectation is we want you to present findings sooner than 12 months, which is, I would agree with that wholeheartedly, but we are forming this board for a 12-month period. It might end after 6 months because there might not be additional tasks.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the within is the key. Yeah. That's kind of more the end point that we.
And it doesn't say they have to meet every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least once a month. I think that part of the task, we can clearly spell it out that there is an expectation of the survey report and the findings to be presented to City Council within 6 months. Mm-hmm. If at that time City Council decides to expand the tasks assigned to this group, then, you know, at that point, that task would have to be delineated and discussed, you know, with the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it, first, we're trying to figure out gauge the interest of the community on this issue before moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So if the report and the findings indicate that there is, you know, significant interest in pursuing more research and more work on this, then at that point would be we would be talking about additional tasks and what would those look like.
Right. Yeah, that all sounds good. I think that you know, they're timing wise, we don't want to, you know, spend too much time on the front end before we get the survey out, especially we don't want to be in the dead of summer putting it out when people are gone and distracted. So yeah, I mean, I think hopefully we'll get the survey piece done even, or get out there and have a deadline on it that's within the next couple of months, I would hope.
I know it's probably illegal, but may I ask a quick question?
If it is the will of the group to suspend the rules of order to allow citizens' comments.
Well, we have a more informal approach in
it's
committee.
Very quick.
And
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules of order to hear a question from the citizens.
Second.
Oh,
we have to vote real quick.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All right. How does the survey go out? I mean, do y'all have any thoughts? How did people...
We haven't discussed it in detail yet. But I think there's an assumption that it will be available online, and part of the committee of having this committee is really to try and get the word out on a whole scale, you know, make sure that everybody in the community is aware and is encouraged to participate. So,
it's obviously easier to control doing it online.
Yes.
So we would advocate
for
that.
It's the most accessible way. But I think by having a group that is out there talking to the people that they know and encouraging everybody in those groups to put the word out, it's together we should have a really good response, hopefully. So, although it does take somebody having the commitment to get online and fill out a survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have a lot of... People are asked to fill out a lot of surveys these days. So
we have had other surveys done where we provide paper copies, you know, at the recreation center.
That's a good idea.
I don't see why we would, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that just to facilitate for folks who may not have a computer or not.
Yes, definitely.
Computer literate would still have an opportunity.
The combination yes, definitely. And for example, teenagers would maybe be a good place to hand out the paper survey.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Any more questions?
What's that?
I'll sit up.
Feel free.
No, that's good.
Yes.
As we're diving into the topic of the survey, and this relates to the responsibilities of the Citizen Advisory Board, now that we have a less aggressive timeline, what we don't have on here is... actually discussion of the survey questions itself. And the one thing that's not represented on here is I just did a quick scan that I think would be beneficial, is a sort of relative preference type question of not like, do you want a swimming pool, but of all of the things that aren't maybe, let's say, needs. Like, mm-hmm. no one's going to say, I'm going to put a swimming pool in at the expense of our infrastructure, hopefully. but
like if a ranking.
Yeah, sort of a, you know, if I could opt into having everything in the world, I would take it. So it's easy for people to say, yes, I want this. Mm-hmm. But if we had more relative preference of, I would much rather spend our money on this versus that. Mm.
Well, or could we have any of these? Like,
but I'm sorry, I didn't even ask the question I intended to ask, which is, do we want this advisory board to help compose the survey? I know that they don't necessarily, the folks, I didn't see anybody that had real like experience in terms of creating a survey, but we've got time to make sure that we do a really kind of robust, we get information that the community can trust, because that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not that we want to get a certain answer, we want to get an answer that everyone mm-hmm. feels comfortable and confident.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely true.
I would agree to get the advisory involved in the survey mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that should be the number one, or the, not the number one, the one of the first things would be to have them weigh in on the survey and maybe think of some things, even though, as John said, none of us are professional survey makers, but they might have some good input on adjusting it. I noticed like on number 11 and in the last on number 13, there's no real line to indicate that I would use a community pool or I would want a community pool to serve for community gathering, like socializing. And I'm not sure the best way to insert that, but I do believe that that is one thing that a lot of people would want to see in a community pool.
So I think the open time is what you're talking about. Maybe come out from that and say, you know, a gathering time, mm-hmm. open pool time would be.
Well, yeah. Like so in two ways. One, open pool time can maybe be adjusted to or with social gathering, but also or gathering.
I'm trying to. You know, I think that everything, like any program that would be available, would open and lend itself to a community gathering. So if you're having, mm-hmm. if you're having water exercise classes,
true,
it is sort of a community. You know, you have the opportunity to engage with members of your community. So
right.
I think that making the distinction of a community gathering, we'd have to explain what we mean by that.
Well, and then the other is, I think you could actually have. By community gathering, you could also mean events. Maybe it's better to say events. Like you could have a neighbor, like a Memorial Day cookout, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. You know, that kind of gathering could be a separate, specific line that you could put on there. So just events, community events,
special or community events.
Yeah. So this looks, I think it's really good. I don't have any substantive changes to make otherwise. Anybody, can we go ahead and check that box?
I have one final question just about the administrative aspect of, okay, we're going to, on our next item, select folks for, or we're going to consider appointments. Who's running this, and do we need to think of the structure of the board? Like, is there a chair? Like, is that something that we mm-hmm. need to do, or
they would do that?
They're we're gonna let them self govern.
Correct.
And is city staff there? We don't need Nicole to take minutes, or we do? I don't.
It would have to comply with all of the
okay.
same public meeting requirements. Mm-hmm.
So how do they do it? Like with the planning commission. So sometimes they just record, right? Or
no, I'm there.
No, she's there.
Oh, okay.
And before, Nicole Douglas would, he would drop the minutes. But okay. Now that we have Nicole, she comes to BOZA, planning, okay. ATACs, all of that.
Okay. Well, and one more question that I have, too, is it says report to City Council, but are we planning for it to come through the Recreation Committee in terms of their reporting?
So typically advisory boards and boards and commissions report to the full body of council.
Oh, okay.
They can certainly bring, you know, meet with the Recreation Committee, but whenever a presentation is done and anything is distributed, they respond. They serve on by the pleasure. Is that what
of the full council?
Of the full council, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they would come do a report to the whole council. We would consider it, and it would potentially get tossed back to. It would likely get tossed back to the Recreation Committee to digest and take it into account. Okay.
You know, staff would have to be involved at some level just to provide some structure and guidance.
Right.
So, you know.
I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Well, we know that you are busy and hope that this in the long run will be more for efficiency's sake. They will need some guidance.
I don't anticipate there needing to be much staff involvement in this first phase because again we have already drafted a survey. We'll submit that to them, get them to weigh in, we'll finalize that, we'll help facilitate putting it on the website and help, you know, sharing the word and making sure that people are aware of it. But for the first 5-6 months they're going to be doing their own thing based on the tasks that are assigned to them.
Okay.
And I don't expect there to be the need to meet to discuss. Because, you know, if the survey is going to be open, they're going to be actively pursuing people to submit comments, then I don't anticipate their need to for a lot
of time. So the meeting should be here then?
Correct.
What would be a normal survey time period that you would suggest for it to be out there? And can that be flexible or?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't think that it should be open too long because then you lose momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are concerns about the summer approaching and people being out of town and people being distracted by the summer. Then, you know, I do think that that's something that the committee can weigh in, you know, as members of the community, what would they think it's appropriate. I don't want to throw out a number out there, but... maybe I do. I don't know. 2 months, 3 tops.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's much. Once you get it out there, you need to get it out there and get it in, because the longer it sits there, more people forget about it.
Right.
So we would advertise the deadline so that people are aware that time's ticking.
And hopefully. You would assist them with like reaching out to media and that can like.
Well, it would be included as part of our. General, the way that we advertise all of the meetings.
Okay. Well, in terms of the survey, like
that is something that they need to handle.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just think it's important to get the temperature of the residents on whether they want the pool or not sooner rather than later, and the advisory board can sit there and. Make sure everybody responds or reaches out to everybody to respond and get the surveys back in and follow up. So,
okay. Yeah. So, the message from us to the advisory board would be not to spend too much time on the front end in hopes that we would go ahead and get this survey out before summertime, if at all possible. And hopefully, maybe they could start meeting this month. Potentially?
Well, City Council needs to appoint whoever you all recommend. Okay. So that will happen at the end of the month.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. Moving on then to consideration of applications for the Swimming Pool Citizen Advisory Board. And I think one of the first things that we need to consider is how many members we want on the advisory board. Do you have any thoughts from you all?
I believe, if my memory serves, the recommendation from staff was 7 at the minimum, 10 at the max.
9. You would want an odd
number.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 13.
Right. I'll just say I was blown away by the qualifications mm-hmm. of a lot of, and the, you know, the reasons given for wanting to be involved with the pool. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, there was, I am a little, I would actually like to float the idea that we, I think there's one person on the, here who would might be disqualified.
No, so I checked, this is about a member that currently serves on a different advisory mm-hmm. board, and there is a prohibition of state law about dual office holding, mm-hmm. but it's not an elected official, it's not an, an elected position. You know, since that person already serves on an advisory board and you all would like to give another the opportunity to another member, you mm-hmm. certainly could, but it wouldn't be required mm-hmm. to recuse himself.
I hate to, because the first, at least the first phase of this is designed to get this survey out to as many groups as possible. I personally would like to see the committee larger, definitely larger than seven, potentially larger than nine. And I'd like to see what you all think about that. My thought is that if this morphs into a board that down the line starts doing some other things, at that point, I think we might see some natural fall off of interest within the group. We're initially tasked, our main initial task for them is to get this out into the community as much as possible. So I think there's some benefit to having more people on. Yes.
I was kind of reaching to that number seven. And I actually went through the resumes and looked at their address, where they live. Mm-hmm. And there's a good mix of all different parts of the island, mm-hmm. including one person from Wild Dunes. And with the seven that I kind of sort of looked at, they're in different parts of the island, which I think would be important to getting the message mm-hmm. out to their neighbors.
Right, right.
You don't want everybody from Carolina Avenue on the committee, and you don't want everybody from Wild Dunes on the committee.
True.
So I think it needs, the more we spread it out, the better mm-hmm. that we can reach people. So.
And is that something that we should be discussing in open session? Is this
sure.
selection
yeah, yeah.
process, so it's not yeah. a like a executive session kind of conversation?
There is executive session on the agenda. You all can go into executive session to discuss the applications and the applicants. Mm-hmm. The discussion you all are having about the number and the composition, it's must be done in an open session. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if y'all want to get into the you know, talking about specific applicants, then we can go into executive session okay. for that. I will say, you know, I think it last month, the month before, we did talk about our recommendation for the group. And I understand, Councilmember Smith, you know, the more people, the better when it comes to getting feedback. My concern is that should the task of this advisory board morph changes in the future, then a big number of people can mm-hmm. sort of become unmanageable. And I'm not sure if we can necessarily plan for people dropping off, because if they're really engaged, we do want them to continue on, you know, throughout the whole process. So that's my concern with having 11 people. Nine, I would argue, maybe too much, although, you know, we have nine council members.
But at some point, there'll be duplicating efforts, and you don't want that to happen either.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want everybody, you made a good point, having them in specific parts of the island is kind of the way that mm-hmm. we talked about getting information out.
Well, I think, though, too, in addition to the geographic areas, mm-hmm. you have people representing different constituencies as well. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that it's not just geographic. It is also
right.
trying
mm-hmm.
to reach different demographics groups as well. So I personally would prefer to go to at least nine, would be my suggestion. But any other thoughts?
It's going to be hard.
There's some outstanding applications. Everybody has some great.
How do you tell somebody who volunteered for something? Sorry.
Right, that's the other piece
thanks,
of it.
But no, thanks. But no, I think to Desiree's point, there is an ideal number of productivity where everyone feels like I am critical to this group, and therefore I think you get a higher quality and a higher level of effort just by the psychological impact of, okay, we're small, and so everybody really needs to pull their weight. And so I think I would tend towards the 7. I know there's likely to be some fall off over the course of a few months. I think that also diminishes with the smaller size of group, because that same mentality that pushes people to put forth greater effort, I think, also makes them feel like I can't. They need me, and so I would push for us to get to 7. I wish exactly 7 people had applied.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll still have a pool of candidates if you know somebody can't commit to, you know, the meeting times or you know the expectation. Then you have a group of folks that you can tap into for participation.
Because we can always add to it, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it's getting too much for the 7 people, we add 2 more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now they may be mad because we didn't pick them, but. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're an alternate.
Yeah. Although when we get this, maybe we should have alternates, honestly, in the case of, well, not official alternates. Well, no. Okay. I just wonder if there's going to be some people who maybe look at the list of and go, well, wait, I'm not sure if I can be all in. Or you did ask them if they could do evenings or
We asked them mornings, afternoons, or evenings.
I didn't go back and key that in. Was there anybody that said, I can only do X?
So there was a couple that only picked either mornings or evenings.
Mm-hmm. Is the only option.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, there was one that just was mornings only.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 that can only meet on during the evenings. 3 that can only meet on during the evenings. And then 1 for afternoon.
Just afternoons?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, 2 mornings, 2 afternoons, actually, 4 evenings, and then
How is that actually phrased? Was it a preference. When can you meet?
Preference. It just says.
So it's not a, okay. Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion?
Would you read that? Do you want to go into executive session?
Oh, no, and on terms of the size of the committee.
Oh.
Is that something that we should vote on?
Sure.
Or should we?
We can just make the motion to appoint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly, 7 people or 9 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you hear a motion to go into executive session?
I motion to go into executive session according to 30-4-A-1.
That'll do with that.
It's not on my record. In accordance with 30, I got the 30-4.
You did. It was very impressive.
70-A-1, in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, to discuss the appointment, to discuss the applicants for the
appointments to the
public body.
Second.
Very good. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, so.
Turn your mics back on. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hit start whenever you tell me to.
You're good to go. Start. We're already recording, so.
We're coming out of executive session. The time is 6:30. And
No
decisions were made. No votes were taken. Mm-hmm. Do I hear a motion in regard to appointments of persons to our swimming pool citizen advisory board?
Well, I'll make a motion. We had a slew of wonderful, amazing candidates, and we're faced with the challenging position of how do we identify a group that's small enough to where they can actually be productive. And so we've tried to, in looking at the candidates, I would like to recommend that we appoint the most geographically and demographically diverse group that we can, which would include the following candidates that I recommend that we take to council. Perry Seltz, Lanny Kipp, Inka S., Christine Zamboki, Jamie Zazella, Stephanie Neary, and Tracy Ray.
Second.
That puts us at 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any no's? No. No nays. No nays. All right. Thank you. Where are we on our agenda?
This one.
And I'll just add that we are very grateful to everyone who applied. And I think, as I mentioned before, we had some really, it was a really difficult decision because of the applications both had excellent qualifications and also, you know, excellent reasons for wanting to be involved. So we encourage anybody who was not selected to be aware and hopefully look for other ways to be engaged. All right, let's move on to discussion of Recreation Department's organizational structure.
So this should be fairly quick, since we have new members in the committee and in council. I thought it would be interesting and important to go through each department's organizational structure and sort of help understand how the department works and how it's organized. And I asked Norma Jean to include that in the packet and sort of walk us through the positions and the personnel that currently make up the Recreation Center, just as an information for informational purposes. And I'm sure there's any questions.
Okay.
I can answer.
Okay. Well, of course, I'm at the top of the poll. And then the assistant director right now, which is Carrie Farrell. And then we have two recreation supervisors. Carrie does the programming as well, the classes and schedules, employee schedules, et cetera. Recreation supervisor, I have one that does all the special events, which includes the summer camps. The other recreation supervisor does all the athletics, adult, youth, the beach run, the half rubber tournament. And then we have the parks and grounds maintenance supervisor who's responsible for all the outside grounds and maintenance. And under him is the parks and facilities, which is the housekeeping, the inside building maintenance. And then, of course, we have part-time staff. Our instructors are also part-time employees, but they get paid with the revenues that they generate through their classes. The other part-time staff are those that keep scores and help supervise the facility on weekends and sometimes in the evening. And then the community specialist is the front desk personnel, that employee. If you have any questions?
I think it's something that isn't always obvious in our budget is that the more popular our programs are, the more money that kind of gets pushed through the budget.
Right.
So in a way, when our budget gets bigger, that can also be an indication that we're being successful.
Mm-hmm.
And but we have to also pay those instructors.
Right.
So
in the revenues, in the budget, you'll see revenues and you'll see recreation instructors and recreation activities.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are line items in the revenue. Mm-hmm. In your budget.
That was just one thing that I think people might not understand when they're looking at costs.
Mm-hmm.
To know that we
mm-hmm.
also, the rec department is really one of our only agencies that has revenue streams attached to it that
mm-hmm.
cover those costs and
mm-hmm.
help cover those costs.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you for that
sure.
report.
Absolutely.
All right, and just moving on to any other questions or anything? Okay. Moving on to 6, discussion of Isle of Palms Farmers Market for 2020.
Yes, this should be quick. We have had the Isle of Palms Farmers Market here on the island for about 3 years now. First 2 years we held it at the county park. We still heard some feedback from the community that this really is meant to be a community event and geared towards the residents and not necessarily visitors that would be attracted by the beachfront farmers market. So this past year we moved it to the recreation center. I thought it was successful. I think that the feedback that we got from the community was overwhelmingly positive and it worked out pretty well. We had it at the corner of 27th Avenue under the shade, and it was smaller, and it was well attended. For the past 3 years, the city has contracted with Rebecca Stevenson and Jessica Balsack. They have done a wonderful job. However, this year they have indicated that they no longer are available to continuing to do this project. The city did pay them for per market. But, you know, I think that they have young kids and their schedules are busy, and part of the requirements was for them to attend the farmer's market. They were the on-site go-to person to deal with the vendors and so on and so forth. So we had a conversation with them last week, and, you know, we obviously don't want to stop doing the farmer's market. It's become very popular and the community expects it. So we developed a plan to take it in-house and manage the farmers market through the recreation department as a program. So Norma Jean and Carrie have put some thoughts together on how to do it. It would be same footprint and maybe a little bit smaller. We really want to make sure that it's a farmers market and we don't include any vendors, you know, that sell crafts or trinkets. I mean, we already have community events where we provide that to the community. So we would be focused on, you know, farmers and food type products and prepared foods. We also talked about continuing to offer the availability of a food truck to make sure that people are there. We may not continue doing the music and the entertainment. That's just another component to try to coordinate, and that just adds to the amount of work that now, you know, I'm asking them to handle. So, you know, whether or not that brings value, I think it does create a different environment, but it may not be necessary. And we talked even when Stevenson and Balsack was managing it, you know, they didn't think that people or the vendors necessarily thought it was crucial to have music during the event. I think that the food does lend itself to happy, you know, keeping people there and people, you know, eating and spending time, not necessarily the music. So we haven't necessarily made a decision on that yet, but we're not proposing doing that. And on top of that, it's an added expense, roughly $200-$300 per event. It could be up to that. We have also talked about changing the dates. Rather than doing it in the fall, we have done it September and October. It is hurricane season. In the past, we have had to cancel due to weather. So we're only doing it, we only did it for eight markets. That dwindles it down to 6, maybe 5 total events. So, you know, typically farmers markets happen in the summer. That's when, that's a growing season. We have a lot of activity here. We believe that we can accommodate that with no problem at the rec during the summer. It could also be an added amenity for visitors, so people who come in and rent for the week, and they could come in and get some produce and add some traffic to the rec. So that would be our proposal. We talked about starting it in July. We already have all the information from the vendors, and I know that the rec staff has already started reaching out to some of these folks to pencil them in for the market.
So exactly what weeks in July and August are
Wednesdays?
Wednesdays.
But what week starting? Are you including not all 8 weeks in July and August? So
we may not be doing it the first week
of July,
because
of 4th of July.
I think we're going to start that next week.
Mid-July.
Mm-hmm.
My only thoughts are that is a really hot time of day for July and August, even with the shade. And that was our big issue when we were over here, was the heat just makes it not very conducive to gathering. I think that was a big factor in why it didn't work. Definitely having shade makes a difference, but still, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Here's our reasoning. Here's the reason. It's hot in September, too. But I understand what you're saying. We were talking about July and August because it is a growing season. Also, we have on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, we have the senior exercise program coming in. We have the summer camp. Picking up their kids.
So they can pop over.
We're going to low scale it. We're going to bring it over to the rec center and use the picnic area the area where we do the music in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And use that area because that way you've got traffic. Mm-hmm. 27th, even though it went well, I never saw people hanging around. It's like they went to get their produce, they went to get their meat, they went to get their bread, and then pretty much we're out of there. And they did have a food vendor. We're going to have a food vendor as well. But we think right there next to the rec center, it'll do better. We're not going to have the little boutique thing, but we will have the, like I said, the bread and the meat and the produce, and we'll also have a food vendor of some sort. And we're reaching out to those folks now to see if they can do it on these dates. So we don't have that confirmation yet, but we're reaching out to try to get things scheduled.
Would it be under, how much shade are we talking about over in that area?
It's all those trees. Yeah. Between the building and the picnic shelter, it's very shady.
Okay. Well, I will say, first week of school, if you don't have it wrapped up by then, I wouldn't expect anybody to show up the first week of school, probably, by that point. If you can time it so you're getting it in, if you were going with that block of time, I would do it, because based on, participation in the cleanup suite, once that nobody wants to do extra stuff the first week of school. It's just...
Right.
People aren't
I think the seniors would enjoy this. I think this would be an ideal, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have almost 40 seniors participating in that class. So there's an automatic crowd right there.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And then once again, camp goes through the first or second week of August. I'm not sure. It depends on when school starts.
Mm-hmm.
But with the parents picking up their children, Wednesday's a big day at the rec with Taekwondo classes, and we have a lot going on Wednesday.
And camp goes all the way just through July, right?
I'm not sure the last week, whenever school starts.
Does it go all the way?
I'd have to look at this.
Camp Summershine goes through the end of July, right?
At least through the end of July, yes.
I didn't think it went into August.
It has in the past. It depends on when the school starts. And
we're working out the details. That's just an initial thought. We're trying to pick a day that there's traffic on the at the rec and take advantage of that.
Sounds like there's a lot of good reasoning in there. My concern is just how hot it will be and how much that might limit people's comfort level to stick around. But I would encourage definitely. In continuing to include the food truck, I think that is
absolutely
something that keeps people there. It makes people come and makes it more of a gathering. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Is there a beer and wine truck?
No. Sadly. Alcohol is prohibited on city property.
Yeah.
We tried it.
We did try it over at the
We allowed it during the second year at the county park.
But we couldn't get it.
But nobody...
No vendors
applied.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That would keep people there.
That's what we thought.
I'm encouraged to hear that we're going to do it without Rebecca and Jessica. It's too bad that they can't do it, but I'm glad that we're keeping it going, because I think it is a valuable program that the community really likes. So,
do you all have any thoughts on music? I mean, I kind of like the music. Is that
well? It depends on the musician, because there were times where it was like, I think it can make a big difference, but I also recognize it's really hard to know what you're getting all the time, mm-hmm. and. As much as a great musician can really like liven it up, the wrong musician can also kind of drive people away.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Well, and you know, we have to look at what our goal is. Mm-hmm. And I think the goal for this was to provide the opportunity for folks to buy produce and get people there and, you know, maybe stay a little while. But I was not there every week, but I never saw that many people hanging out, even when they had this mm-hmm. singer.
Yeah.
Well, it dwindled, you know, it was open for almost 4 hours, so it kind of goes in and out.
I think one of the goals was, I remember talking to Lewis Gregory, mm-hmm. Was more of a community gathering, because mm-hmm. yeah. I was like, oh, vegetables, he's like, yeah, that's kind of actually a secondary thing, it's the healthy eating, mm-hmm. it's more to mm-hmm. the sense of community, mm-hmm. but...
And we'll look into it. You know, we have to run the numbers too, because the whole purpose of this was to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. Right. So we'll have less vendors. We'll potentially have less vendors now. And, you know, we don't want to operate it at a loss. So we want to have an opportunity to do that before we finalize any plans.
I see some wisdom of bringing it closer to the doors mm-hmm. of the rec center. Yeah.
You don't need an action no. from us then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I think, are we any other input on that? Okay, I think we can move on to our next meeting date is 5 p.m. April 6th. Mm-hmm. And anything else for miscellaneous business? All righty.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye.